Community Connection's annual food drive for its food bank is tonight. The organization's biggest event of the year is happening when more and more people in Revelstoke and around the world are feeling the pinch from the high cost of living.
I mean, every month our numbers fluctuate as to how many households we serve. In August was one of our highest numbers served in that month, other than what we saw through the first few months of COVID, of course, that set an all-time high. But high numbers. We're seeing new registrants per month in the 20 to 40 households per month. And so that's showing us that a lot of new households are experiencing food insecurity maybe for the first time.
Melissa Hempel is the co-director of community outreach and development at Community Connections, and she's in charge of the food programs. During the food drive, volunteers go from door to door, collecting non-perishables and cash donations, accompanied by emergency vehicles, sirens blaring to let people know to have donations ready.
Well, cash is awesome because that lets us buy food in bulk and have a consistent supply of options for our clients. But food drives are great because they bring in a variety. And so anything non-perishable, we can't accept dented or expired items or homemade items. But anything from rice to pasta sauce, soup, canned veg, kids' snacks are always appreciated, cereals. Basically, anything that is shelf stable would be awesome.
Can people e-transfer you?
Yeah, for sure. The e-transfer address is finance@community-connections.ca. And on there, you can include in the memo if you want your donation to go to the food bank or to some other program within Community Connections.
The food drive starts at 4 p.m. today. You can always leave your donations outside your door to be collected if you won't be home, or drop them off at the bin at Save On Foods or at the Community Connections Outreach Building at 416 2nd Street West. Tonight is the first Community Connections food drive in 2 years. It's a huge event, historically making up a quarter of the stock the food bank stores and distributes in a year.
It's becoming more and more challenging to provide the things that these households need, both because there's more households in need and because the cost of food has gone up so much. And so that cost of food is affecting households, but it's also affecting our ability to purchase food for our clients.
In an attempt to address the cost of living, last week the provincial government announced what they call targeted investments.
At the start, I want to say that we've been experiencing unprecedented inflation, not just here in British Columbia, but indeed internationally.
That's BC's Premier John Horgan. He cited the high cost of groceries and fuel and listed the ways his BC Liberal Party has supported with the cost of living during his term.
But despite our best efforts and the pandemic coming upon us and Putin's invasion of Ukraine has put us all collectively in a difficult spot.
The provincial government is increasing the climate action tax credit for a one-time payment that will be 4 times the normal amount to be deposited in October, reducing the rent cap for the next year to 2%, so rents can't rise with inflation next year, and increasing child benefit payments between January and March 2023. Teresa Hamilton volunteers around Revelstoke with Soup and a Smile and Community Connections, among other things. She said there's a palpable tension in town.
I love to volunteer because it means that I'm creating the community that I want to live in every day. But I definitely see a lot of the same people as I volunteer. And all of a sudden, there is a lot more people as well.
Erin McLaughlin is the other co-director for Community Connections. She looks after the outreach services, so emergency shelter, rent supplements, and support for people who are experiencing poverty. She's been with Community Connections for 13 years and says it's strange to watch Revelstoke boom in one eye and see more people struggling in the other.
Where we're in a town that's very quickly becoming gentrified, and with lots of people that are buying property and building huge houses and fancy cars, and you know, so there's this this contrast. You know, we see the folks that are struggling and we see the community sort of booming in certain areas. And it's strange. Like, it's strange to live and see both.
A recent survey done by Community Connections of their clients showed that of the people who responded, over 64% have lived in Revelstoke for over 10 years. People who access the food bank either struggle with systemic poverty or situational poverty. Situational means they're in a pinch and need a bit of extra help, maybe just once or twice. Melissa Hempel says if they happen to be driving a nice truck or wearing a nice jacket, it doesn't mean they don't need help.
And I can confidently say that people who make the effort to show up at the food bank do so because they need some support. And people don't necessarily advertise their challenges in life and what they're going through that might bring them to our doors. When folks arrive, we create a welcoming environment for them. We don't want people to not access a food bank because they don't feel like welcome.
Hempel says she can't keep track of stats on household poverty because they're changing so quickly.
The pandemic just shifted so many things. Food insecurity grew so dramatically through the pandemic, and how people are responding or recovering from that, it is really varied. And a lot of people did really well through the pandemic. Good for you. That's great. But a lot of people have been able to get back on their feet since. But what's really important to remember is that those who struggle, struggle the hardest and struggle the longest. So while it may feel like things are back to normal, they certainly aren't for the most vulnerable in our community.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.